particular readings that we have had over the last couple, well, 4 or 5 Sundays in the Gospel of Luke, kind of been speaking, at least to myself, about distractions. Particular distractions that keep us from keeping Christ or God to the center of our own life. I know Deacon Mike mentioned last week that even these particular Gospels, the last couple of 4 or 5 weeks as well, seem to have been connected with a sense of money or a sense of material things. How many times we sometimes can allow that to take the center of our own life many times. So just a couple of distinctions in the Gospel today that I think that Jesus kind of adds to this particular idea of desiring to keep Christ at the center of our own life. We heard a couple of weeks ago, you cannot serve both God and mammon, right? Last week we kind of heard with the prodigal son, was a sense of pride, the older son. Younger son, very much enamored with the attractions, material things of the world, moving away from their father. Many different times, so many things try to take the center of our own life. But two things added this week. Number one is, I don't believe Jesus is saying that there's anything per se wrong with making money or with being rich. Definitely our society, the world that we live in, there is a sense of being able to be independent or self-sufficient. Definitely my parents taught me how to cook, taught me how to clean my clothes. They taught me how to drive a car, taught me how to take care of myself, how to get a job, how to spend my money, what to use it on, not use it on. So my parents were very helpful in me beginning to become an adult and even to be able to take care of myself, to become self-sufficient at some point in time, being able to not rely or depend upon them, right? They were encouraging because I had two younger sisters after me, so getting me out so they could take care of them, then getting the next ones out, right? And it's kind of funny, my mother, when my youngest sister got a job and never needed them, my mom was so sad. Nobody's dependent on me anymore. Nobody needs me anymore. And so my youngest sister said, "Don't worry, Mom. I'll still ask for things." And she definitely does. My mom comes up and says, "Your two sisters always ask for stuff from us, and you never do, so we're just going to give you as much money as we give them." It's like, well, that's all right. That's my two sisters. Anyway, but that sense of dependency and independent and being able to take care of ourselves and to be self-sufficient are good practices that we should all learn and that many times the Scripture teaches us about, right? Making good choices and being moral with the particular things we're able to receive. But I think particularly today is what Jesus is speaking of is being aware of self-sufficiency taking the place of God, right? That this rich man, to the point of being self-sufficient, didn't notice the poor man that sat on his doorstep, that he probably passed many different times and that he probably ignored, didn't pray for or try to help or meet any of his needs, but only focused upon himself. And this is exactly what Jesus is desiring for us to notice or to recognize. How do we use the bigger resources that we have? And how do we desire to care for others? I think very beautifully in our church throughout time, we have St. Vincent de Paul Society here at St. Helens, and many of you I recognize are part of St. Vincent de Paul and desire to serve and to help the poor and needy in the area. St. Helens was one of the churches that helped to start the Caring Place many years ago to provide for cares and needs here in the Georgetown area. And so many different other groups that are out there focused on the care for those who are poor and needy. And again, is it not so much to solve the problem, but to give us a place to encounter and to help other people in need? And so hopefully today that we recognize that part of our Christian journey of evangelization and service and being a disciple is also how do we notice and find and care for others? So how can we focus in on that? How do you as a family, do you as a person, do you have particular things built into your schedule throughout the week or the month that you actually take time to go help other people who can't help you back or who can't pay you back? Do you take time to do that? And I really encourage you, if not, sign up for something. We've got a great St. Vincent de Paul group here that's always looking for some volunteers. There's Catholic Charities in the diocese. There's a lot of other groups, Caring Place. And serve for a little bit and see afterwards, how does your heart feel? How does it feel when you're able to help somebody else who can help you back? And recognize that feeling. And maybe see how that feeling differs from when you can walk into the grocery store or store and buy whatever you need, or when you can get all the things that you need. What is the difference between that, taking care of yourself, and compared to that of taking care of someone else, helping them, giving some of your time and service? And look at that. Reflect upon that. And I hope that you will always make time to serve and to care for others in your own life. The second point that I just like to point out that I think Jesus points out, it's kind of interesting here about, we hear very distinctly about heaven and hell, and we kind of hear about good things and bad things. So Jesus isn't necessarily saying that we need to have a bad life in this life to have a good life in the next. So we don't need to be the cause of our own suffering and pain. So you might be saying, well, I live pretty comfortably, so I need to cause some pain or suffering in my life so that I can have a good life in the next. Not necessarily what God is saying. But I think what Jesus more specifically is saying is that if you do desire to truly follow me and to live for me, that you will find difficulties in the world, because the world will be opposite or against God's plan for us. So if you desire to care and to help the poor, maybe other people will ridicule you. Maybe other people will say, why are you spending time with other people who can't help themselves? Maybe we will find resistance in trying to care or change the viewpoint of our society, whether it's changing the society of pro-life, whether it is changing the society of care of the poor, whether it is changing the care and the concern of immigrants and of other people. We will find resistance. But how is God calling us to respect our own life, to find dignity in life, and to care for others? So if you're doing those particular things, if you're sharing and giving of your time, you will find some resistance. And also, I have found sometimes, many times, when I have helped and cared for others, there also is a sense of suffering or pain in my own heart for seeing other people who are suffering. So sometimes, too, we also are connected with their struggles. I think this is important for us, to recognize that the world that we live in here will not solve and meet all of our problems, even if we are self-sufficient, even if we are rich and able to have many beautiful things. The only way that we will find complete happiness is, of course, with God, keeping him first in our life and loving and caring for our neighbor as ourself. So today, may you be able to reflect, how is God calling me to go outside of myself? How is he calling me to care and to serve for others? Maybe to enter into their struggles or to understand their pain or their daily routine in life. And how can we encounter Christ there? And how can we continue to be his disciples and evangelize through these encounters?